Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about WandaVision, the most recent thing to come out of the MCU and how it's been affecting Disney Plus and the world of entertainment. And we are also going to be talking about how I have been really not been the best content creator I could be and what I intend to do to fix that. So if that's something that interests you guys, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast, episode 36. And let's just start off by saying that there are going to be spoilers in this podcast about WandaVision. So if you guys have not seen that series yet, feel free to go check it out. It's on Disney Plus. You can watch the first five episodes now. I believe that there's going to be eight episodes total. So this is your guys' warning. I'm going to be jumping into it right away, so you have been warned. Now, I've been a fan of the original Disney Plus series for quite some time. Ever since I started with The Mandalorian, I've been extremely happy with what they've been doing with that, and I cannot wait to see the future Star Wars projects, but I'm not going to lie. Even being a huge Marvel fan, I was still very nervous to see how this would turn out on the Marvel side of things. As, yes, they've had TV shows in the past, but they've never really had a huge effect, or they were never really entirely like connected to the MCU as a whole and affected the overall story. So I was very curious as to see how they would handle this, as it is something completely new for them in that sense. However, I'm extremely pleased to say that I am not fazed in the slightest. I am absolutely happy with what they're doing. There's literally no difference between this and the movies whatsoever. They all look and feel the same. They got the same Marvel feel. They got the tone down to a science. Only thing that's different is that they're taking what would essentially be a movie, and they're just splitting it up into eight individual parts. Now, so far, we know of four Disney Plus Marvel shows. We have WandaVision, which has been out right now. We have Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I believe is coming out, I think, this summer. And then we have Loki, which is coming out either the end of this year or 2022. And then we have Hawkeye coming out during the holidays of this year. So really, this is just the beginning. We're only into WandaVision right now. And I'm not gonna lie, out of all the Marvel series that they've announced, I was the least excited about this one. Mainly because I'm not the biggest fan of Wanda or Vision. No offense to them, like, I'm not denying that they are extremely, like, interesting characters in regards to the comics and, like, cartoons and stuff like that, and Scarlet Witch is definitely powerful along with Vision and stuff. I was just never interested in their storyline in the movies. Plus, I, along with a lot of people, were very confused with the whole sitcom aspect of it. However, like most of everyone else's opinion, that quickly grew to change as the episodes went on. As we slowly went from an I Love Lucy homage to sort of a trippy psychological thriller. So the whole series starts out as an homage to I Love Lucy and Bewitched, and we find Wanda and Vision living in a town called Westview, located in New Jersey. And everything seems to be picture perfect, like the stereotypical like 1950s suburbia. And as the show progresses, we are given little breadcrumbs as to how this doesn't necessarily feel right. And as the series progresses and goes through changes both on the outside world and in the decades in the show, we slowly start to realize that not everything is what it seems. Wanda and Vision have two twins and everything seems perfect on the outside, when really there's a lot more going on that we are unaware of. This is when we are getting the introduction to the organization known as S.W.O.R.D., which we saw a brief glimpse of it in the end credits scene in Spider-Man Far From Home, and essentially they are the new S.H.I.E.L.D. in surveying, I believe it's sentient weapons, something like that, I don't know the whole acronym, but essentially S.W.O.R.D. is investigating something outside the town of Westview. The town is under a strange sort of spell, and Wanda seems to be bending reality and controlling the people inside of it, creating a sort of a life-size dollhouse. And anyone who enters the town gets sucked into Wanda's fantasy, with no way out. They're wiped completely. They have no memory of their lives. They're under Wanda's mind control. It is then we are introduced to Monica Rambeau, who was the daughter of Captain Rambeau from Captain Marvel, which I always get confused when they say that, because you say Rambeau, I think of Rambo, Sylvester Stallone. We then learn just exactly where this takes place in the timeline. So this takes place right around the time of Endgame, like right after. So this is probably happening right as Spider-Man Far From Home is going on. As we open with Monica Rambeau being brought back to life after the snap. And we quickly learn that her mom has passed away while Monica was gone, but she knew that somehow her daughter would come back, and in the event that she would come back, she didn't want her in going on any dangerous missions. She is then tasked on a mission to investigate Westview with the FBI agent from Ant-Man and the Wasp. I can't remember his name. He's involved in this. We later are reintroduced to Darcy Lewis, played by Kat Dennings. She was Natalie Portman's little intern friend from the Thor films, the first two. And we quickly grow to understand just how Wanda's world works, how she is in control of everything, even going as far as to censor her own show to hide certain pieces of information from S.W.O.R.D. As the series progresses, we are not only getting hints on the outside as to something is wrong, but also Vision starts to question his existence, as he does have no memory as to what his life was before Westview, and it is in this same episode that we learn that Wanda broke into a S.W.O.R.D. facility to steal Vision's body, even though it was against his will, as he did not want his body to be turned into a weapon. Vision quickly grows angry and wants answers and wants to leave, but then he realizes that Wanda can just control him like she's controlling everybody else. And the tension is broken up when we hear their doorbell ring. And Wanda is a bit skeptical as she is not the one in control of this. This is something entirely new. We then see Wanda open the door, and Vision asks who it is, and we are shown from the back a man with white hair. We are led to assume that this is Quicksilver. Now, when I saw this, I thought it was going to be Quicksilver from Age of Ultron. But once again, they flip the script as we are shown who it is. It is indeed Quicksilver, but it is the Quicksilver from the X-Men films of the Fox universe. So it looks like mutants might actually possibly have made their entrance into the MCU. So this completely opens the door to all kinds of possibilities as, okay, so does this mean that the X-Men films were connected to the MCU all along? Or is there something totally different happening that we have yet to see? I don't know, but I cannot wait to find out. I was not expecting that at all. I knew Quicksilver was going to make an appearance in WandaVision probably at some point, but I had no idea that it was definitely going to be the Quicksilver from the Fox universe, whom I absolutely love despite those movies' flaws. I love that character. Crap, I can't remember the actor's name. Evan Peters, I believe his name is. Yes, I love his Quicksilver. He easily has some of the best scenes in the newer X-Men movies, even Apocalypse. I think Apocalypse, his scene where he's rescuing everyone in the mansion, that is definitely one of the greatest scenes in any superhero movie I've seen. One of the best sequences I've ever seen. But yes, does this mean that the doors opened up to the multiverse? I mean, who knows? We'll have to see. This is definitely going to tie into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and supposedly, I hope, Spider-Man 3. because we are constantly getting rumors that there's going to be a live-action Spider-Verse with Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire, and Andrew Garfield. And if that is the case, sign me up. I'm ready. I'm super excited to see where they can go with this story. I cannot wait to see what the final three episodes are going to be. And I'm just along for the ride. And that just goes to show just how Marvel is so great at what they do. Because there have been so many movies that they've made where I've been skeptical upon seeing a trailer or hearing about it, and then they just totally flip the script. I was like that with Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was even like that with Ant-Man, and they totally changed my perspective on it, as I didn't think that they were gonna be able to take these characters and have them be taken seriously and create effective stories with them. I was so wrong, and I had the same exact thought with WandaVision. Now, I'm in five episodes and I cannot wait to see what's next. I'm extremely pleased with what Marvel's doing with the TV shows. This is definitely a welcome return, as we haven't really gotten any MCU material since Spider-Man Far From Home all the way back in 2019. So I can't wait to see what the future of the Disney Plus shows are going to be. I cannot wait to see what the future of the MCU is going to be, just because of this small but huge cameo. Alright, guys, that's about it on the WandaVision side of things. Now let's talk about the channel. So, I haven't really been the best. I mean, it's really no surprise that I haven't really been giving this channel my all. And I intend to change that. It's mainly, all I can say is that I've been lazy. That's one of my biggest flaws. I'm not too proud of it. But however, that is the situation. All I can do is just work on it. Anything can be solved with work. I just gotta be willing to put in the time and the effort. So basically, I've been trying to get myself on a little bit of a schedule, try and essentially make my videos more interesting, kind of approach them from a more visionary angle best I can, because really, since not a whole lot's going on in my life, it's pretty much just been me sitting here in my room. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot for me to do in terms of content. But, however, I do hope to change that, as I do want to make these videos more entertaining, and I did set out to make the director's log essentially just a tracker, to track my progress, and I feel like there's been very little progress. And I get it, it's still very early on in the series, and that's what keeps me going, is by the end of the series it will have 82 installments. And right now we are just on, at the time of this recording, I'm in the process of making episode 8. So I have just a little over 70 episodes to create in the time being, from now up until the 25th of October. And a lot of growth can happen in that time. If 2020 has taught me anything, is that a lot can change in just under 12 hours, believe it or not. So I just really hope to just keep the channel growing, try and get myself out of this slump, push myself to pick up the camera and start recording and tell some sort of story, no matter how long or short. And just try and be the best possible storyteller I can be. All right, guys, that is it for this week's episode. If you guys like this, be sure to like this podcast and share it with a friend. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. As always, I thank each and every one of you who take the time out of your day to listen. I love and appreciate every single one of you guys. And as always, take care.